This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
Being a Monday, we're going to spend some time with Mike Bernard. He's a journalist and an analytical strategist helping churches, mission organizations, and you and I to try and wrap our heads around the season that we live in. Whenever I read that, I think the seasons are getting crazier, so we need more understanding. Mike, good morning and welcome.
Yes, good morning, Brad, and good morning to the listeners.
What a sporting weekend just quickly off the bat. I mean, Italy, what a game. Scotland, what a game against all odds. I'm loving the Six Nations, I must say.
Yeah, no, I must tell you, I was nailed to the TV on Saturday. It was just two amazing matches.
Yeah. Right?
For Italy in the first time in history, it just goes to show if you feel it can't be done this morning, it can be done. Just to go for it.
Yeah, and also when our coach, or Rassi, says the team to look out for in the Six Nations is Italy, and everyone thought he was crazy, I think that did even more for his rugby pedigree, and knowing that he knows what we don't know. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike, I was reading the news, as I do every morning, and seeing a barrel of Brent crude oil costing $115.58. It was $77 on Friday. The effect of what's happening in the Middle East, apart from just filling our news feed, is now going to start to affect our pockets. Please help us to understand what's going on, and with the new leadership selected as well.
Yeah.
A lot happening.
New Ayatollah being elected, Mojtab Khamenei, critically important. Brad, oh my goodness, brother. You know, I just want to start by saying that I think so often we just watch the news and look at the war and we flick channels and we go to something else. And it's a little bit personal for me. I really want to emphasize that morning we've got four of our spiritual children in Lebanon. And when you get a message 1 o'clock in the morning to say, Dad, you know, we're being bombed, the bombs are falling and the missiles are coming, it becomes a little bit more personal. And there's a little bit more personal involvement in how we respond. It's not just a matter of responding to a war. But I really, really, Brad, I pray with all my heart, listeners will listen this morning. We have a choice this morning between chaos and covenant.
Yeah.
We can affirm chaos by supporting the people we support, whether you support Trump or Netanyahu or Iran, whoever you support, you contribute to the chaos by speaking out who's right and who's wrong. Or we can focus on covenant. Covenant is God's relationship with his people. And Brad, we know as Christians that God wants all to be saved. So how do we respond and how do we speak in when we live in a world with chaos creators? I mean, make no mistake, Netanyahu, Trump, the Ayatollah, whoever you're thinking about this morning are chaos creators. Mm. They are not there to seek peace. They are not pursuing peace. This world is spinning out of control at the moment because we deal with chaos creators. And we as Christians, Brad, we as Christians need to break cycles of chaos and call people to covenant. Mm. And I really want to challenge listeners, and I want to challenge myself, stop regurgitating the narratives of other people. Because very few people really deeply understand what's happening in the Middle East at the moment. So we just regurgitate, you know, what other people say and what other people's opinions are. And the algorithms that confirm my opinions, I just see and read over and over, and it just confirms it. Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not conform to the patterns of this world. Do not speak like the world. Do not act like the world. Do not think like the world. Do not be in the mold of the world, whether it's the Ayatollah, whether it's Trump or Netanyahu. We cannot respond by hatred. When the Ayatollah Khamenei was martyred, when he was killed, I listened to some prominent evangelical leaders and they said he deserves to be in hell.
Sure.
Maybe that's true, but then I deserve to be in hell as well. So isn't the mercy and the grace that was extended to me extended to the Ayatollah as well? How can we even utter those words when we know that God in all his goodness wants all to be saved? Mm. Ezekiel 18 says, as surely as I live, says the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Look at Luke 19 verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. So this is our response this morning. We have one response as Christians, and it's got to be a different spirit. But let me also just confirm this morning. Whew, Brad, I think Donald Trump made a huge tactical mistake by martyring the Ayatollah. It's really important to understand. You know, Donald Trump leads a nation where most people are Christian. The Ayatollah leads a religion where most people live in Iran. And there's a huge difference. About 40 to 45% of the 45% of the 200 million Shia Muslims in the world live in Iran. So Iran is not a country, it's a religious hub where Shia Muslims find their identity. So what Donald Trump actually did is he united the nation. The Ayatollah was, Brad, this was a booby trap. Oh. The Ayatollah didn't go to his bunker like he did in June. He went into his home and he waited to be bombed because he's 86 years old. The only thing in life to achieve is to become a martyr and to be sure of going to heaven. And he did exactly that. And by doing that, he united the nation. So you can only imagine, you know, if the White House is being bombed, even the Trump critics will get together. And what we see in Iran today are people crowding the streets, not protesting, but with posters of the Ayatollah because he died as a martyr. So, Brad, we're in a critical time at the moment. The oil price, as you say, skyrocketing. We see so many other developments within the Middle East. Lebanon now at the point of being destroyed. We see literally 500,000 people now being displaced in Lebanon. We see Syrians fleeing back to Syria. We see what's happening in Saudi Arabia this morning. Saudi Arabia said, if you keep on attacking us, you will pay the consequences. So Russia and China is getting involved. Xi Jinping from China spoke to the leadership of Donald Trump and said, guys, please contain yourself. Now, when China needs to start interceding for peace, you know this world is spinning out of control. So, yeah, Brad, we're on a knife's edge. And the key issue this morning is Christians need to speak covenant. We need to stop speaking chaos and support people that create chaos. Maybe just a short word. Sure. Mojtaba Khamenei, born 1969, the new Ayatollah. He's got a long connection to the Islamic Revolutionary Guards. He was involved in the war in Iraq as well. So, and also just to add this, Brad, because this will add fuel to the fire, both his wife and his son was allegedly killed with his father when America bombed Iran on last Saturday. Can you imagine, everybody listening this morning, can you imagine losing your wife, your child, and your father in one bomb explosion? You will be filled with hatred if you do not know Jesus. So let's be covenant.
Yeah, Mike, thank you for that. We'll make sure this podcast available as well. This, I think this is probably a ridiculous question to ask, but I think it might be on the hearts of people since we have a minute or so. Is there any end in sight, or what is the outcome that either side is hoping for here while we all to sit as sort of spectators of it all?
Oh, my goodness, Brad. This is critically to understand. You know, Donald Trump and Netanyahu talks about, you know, 4 weeks, a few months war. This is how the West think about war. In the Middle East, they don't think about war that way. They think about 10 years. The Ayatollah and Iran and the leadership there is planning at least a 10-year war. We still see that in Iraq and Libya. So this is the whole different approach. The war in the Middle East is a patient exercise. In the West, it's a quick exercise. So we need to get the bombs out. We need to bomb them. Iran is patient. They're shooting their old missiles to Israel. The Iron Dome is being depleted, and then they wait patiently. And once they know the moment is ready, they've been planning this war since June last year. So, Brad, it depends from what perspective you're looking. Donald Trump thinks it's going to be over quickly. I just think Donald Trump does not have advisors that understands the religious context of the Middle East. He's got some, obviously, I don't know much about military, so he's got the military advisors. But he knows the fact that he bombed and killed the Ayatollah tells me he knows very little about the Shia religion. So for sure, this war is going to be prolonged. America and Netanyahu might say within a few months, you know, this is it. We stopped. We think we have a victory. they won't have a victory. The sleeper cells in America has now been activated. The proxy forces in Yemen and in Syria and in Lebanon has been activated. So, yeah, this is going to be a prolonged war, no doubt about it.
Well, there you have it. That's the voice of Mike Bernard. He's a journalist and an analytical strategist helping us to get our heads around what's going on. Appreciate that, Mike. Have yourself a great day. Until we connect again.
Yeah, absolutely, Brad. Thank you so much, brother. And for the rest of South Africa as well, have a lovely week.
Thanks, Mike.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.